Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man of means. Then along come two. They got nothing but the genes, but they got different strokes it takes. Different strokes it takes. Different strokes to move the world. Everybody's got a special kind of story. Everybody finds a way to shine. It don't matter that you got not a lot. So what? They'll have theirs and you'll have yours and I'll have mine. And together we'll be fine. Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
Arnold, what is it?
I just saw a big holder.
Holder?
Yes. I was looking through my telescope and I saw this one dude stick a gun in another dude's back and hold him up.
Show me where, Arnold.
It's too late. The guy split on a motorcycle and the other one ran away.
Right on the street?
In broad daylight?
Nobody wasn't even paying any attention.
Arnold, was one of the dudes naked throwing dollar bills in the air?
I don't know about the rest of you, but that question sounds very strange to me.
That's because it came from a very strange place.
Arnold made up this story about seeing a naked lady throwing dollar bills in the air. He's making this one up, too.
No, I'm not. Some lion made my missing front teeth never grow in.
Now, listen, Arnold. Just tell us what these people look like.
Well, the guy with the gun was white and real tall.
How tall is real tall?
Over 4 feet.
Well, what about the guy he held up, Arnold?
The guy he held up was black and he was wearing a dress.
A man wearing a dress?
Why would a man wear a... Forget I asked that.
He was also wearing a funny red hat. Like an organ grinder's monkey.
And the hold-up man got away on a motorcycle?
Uh-huh. And the driver was a lady with a beard.
Well, Daddy, do you think we ought to call the police?
Uh-uh. We ought to call a head shrinker. Arnold just flew over the cuckoo's nest.
Listen, I'm trying very hard to believe you. So, let's go over the facts, huh? In broad daylight, you saw a tall man of 4 feet holding up another man wearing a dress and a red monkey hat. And he escaped on a motorcycle driven by a bearded lady. Is that what you said?
Yeah, but I forgot that the bearded lady was wearing a red banana. I mean bandana. What are we going to do?
I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to write me a letter to the Lies Club and tell them I got the new champ.
Maybe short, Arnold, but you got a tall imagination.
The next time you see a hold-up man, bring him home. While I vacuum the furniture, he can hold up the couch. Come on, Arnold.
Guess you think I'm lying too, Mr. D.
Oh, no, Arnold, I don't think you're lying. I just think you have very active imagination. I had one, too, when I was a little boy. I remember once I woke up the whole household yelling, "There's a Martian on the lawn! There's a Martian on the lawn!"
What was it really?
It was a drunk carrying a TV antenna.
Nobody believes me, but I know what I saw. Hello, operator? Get me the police. Hello, please? This is a person. I want to report a holdup. My name is Arnold Jackson. I'll spell it for you so you won't get it wrong in the headlines. That's capital A, small r, N-O-L-D.
I'm coming, I'm coming. Your chime is my chime.
Excuse me, lady. Police?
Police?
Please, lady, don't be nervous.
Oh, I'm only as nervous as a person should be when a 9-foot cop comes to the door and says, don't be nervous.
Lady, would you mind if I sat down? My feet are killing me. You won't believe this, but I really do have flat feet.
Oh, so do I. Come on in. Sit down.
Thanks.
Who is it, Mrs. Garrett?
A flatfoot. I mean, the police.
Flatfoot, cops, fuzz. Whatever they call us, we're all underpaid.
What can I do for you, officer?
Detective Sergeant Morrison, 1R, 1S.
Philip Drummond, the usual way.
Does an Arnold Jackson live here?
That's my son. What about him?
Terrific. I guess he didn't tell you. He called us to say he saw a holdup.
Oh, no. Arnold, come down here. Sergeant, I'm sure this is just a little boy's imagination gone wild. I'm terribly sorry about this.
I'm afraid he made the whole thing up, officer. He... Oh, excuse me.
You want me, Mr. Drummond?
Mm-hmm. Is this your son?
That's right.
Now, that's what I call affirmative action.
Arnold, this is Sergeant Morrison from the police station. He has come to see you.
He is?
Now, Arnold, I want you to listen to me very carefully. I want you to look Sergeant Morrison right in the eye and tell him the truth about that holdup today.
Yes, sir. Right in the eye. But I can't do it from here. I think I still need a phone book.
That's close enough. Now go ahead and tell him.
Well, officer,
Wait a minute. Hold it, kid. Before you start, there's something I gotta say. You got the cutest, fattest little cheeks I've ever seen.
Now I know what they mean by police brutality.
Kid's got a great sense of humor.
And a wild imagination. Tell him, Arnold.
Well, I was looking through my telescope, and I saw this one dude hold up this other dude who was wearing a dress and a red hat. And he...
Arnold, please. The truth.
He is telling the truth, Mr. Drummond.
You mean there was actually a holdup involving a bearded lady with a red banana?
Bandana.
Bandana.
A male Caucasian with long hair.
But what about the guy in the dress and the monkey hat?
A caftan and a fez. The victim was a UN delegate from an African country. They don't go in much for leisure suits.
Neither do I. The only leisure suit I got is the one I was born with.
Arnold, listen. I apologize for doubting you. But you must admit, your story did sound pretty wild.
Oh, that's okay, Mr. Drummond. Nobody ever believes little kids.
Arnold, I'm proud of you.
Do you think I get a reward for solving the crime?
Well, I think some city official might write you a thank you note.
I hope he writes it on a $10 bill.
We're going to need your son down at the station to look at some pictures, Mr. Drummond. We think we know who the guy is, but we need Arnold to make a positive identification. What time can he show up?
What time do they deliver the donuts?
I'll bring him tomorrow, right after school, Sergeant.
That'll be fine. Oh, before I go, Arnold, would you mind if I,
Oh, all right.
I'm hooked on those cheeks.
Now it's my turn.
Hey, that hurt.
Get the picture?
Arnold, this mug book is full of pictures of criminals. Now, let me know when you see the guy who pulled the holdup.
Hmm. Look at that one. Shifty looking, ain't he?
Never trust a guy with half a mustache.
Boy, are these guys ugly! Now I know why crooks wear masks.
Take your time. We really want this guy.
That's him! That's the holdup man.
Are you sure, Arnold?
Positive.
Hey, great. Frank, the kid fingered to bring him in, will you?
You're right, Sarge.
Arnold, you did great. Now, all you got to do is identify him in a lineup.
Arnold, if you'd had a telescope a few years ago, you could have wiped out half the crime in New York.
And the other half would have moved to New Jersey.
You two are really good citizens, Mr. Drummond. A lot of people must have seen this holdup, but you were the only ones willing to get involved.
How about a picture of your kid for the paper?
Oh, I hadn't counted on his picture being in the paper.
Oh, that's okay, Mr. Drummond. I think I can force myself to be on the front page.
How about that? Our own Arnold's picture in the evening paper.
That's fantastic, Arnold.
I like the picture. I look mature.
Hey, Arnold, I'm proud of you. You got your picture in the paper without doing time.
Here we are.
And Mr. Drummond, did you get enough of those papers?
I just got what you asked me for, Arnold. 30 copies.
Maybe we should get a few more. They might turn into collector's items. I'll get it. Hello, my picture's on page 3. Who is this? What?
Who is it, Arnold?
I don't know. Sounds like it's trying to bite me through the phone.
Hello? What? What's that? What do you mean? Yes. Yes, I understand.
Who was that, Daddy?
Oh, it was just the wrong number.
How about that? Even people with wrong numbers are calling me.
I knew I shouldn't have let them take Arnold's picture.
Why, what's the matter, Mr. Drummond?
Some man said that if we don't want anything to happen to Arnold, he better not identify that holdup man tomorrow.
How come my face wasn't on page 1?
You're not cute enough.
Oh, get Arnold.
Yes, you are.
Now, look, Sergeant Morrison, I just can't let Arnold do it. The guy on the phone made it quite plain. Arnold will be in danger if he shows up at your lineup tomorrow.
But without your kid, this guy's going to be running around in the street loose. I need Arnold to put him away.
I am sorry, Sergeant.
Chalk up another one for the bad guys. Everybody wants us to do something about crime. But when we need you, everybody's out of town.
Now, listen, Sergeant. We are talking about the safety of an 8-year-old child. Now, if it was me, I assure you there'd be no problem. But not you or I or anybody has the right to lay my son's life on the line.
You crushed my dinner.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. It was a ham sandwich. So, now it's pressed ham.
Well, I hope you get that guy.
That's what they all say.
Arnold, you're actually going to make the whole album out of the same picture?
Sure. That way, whatever page I turn to, I can see me.
That makes sense.
Hey, Arnold. If you autograph a few of these pictures, I can make a lot of money selling them to your biggest fan.
Who's that?
You.
Uh-oh.
What's the matter, Miss Gear?
Nothing, just uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Who is it?
Yes, I'm Lewis Adams with the United Nations. I'm here to see Arnold Jackson.
Did the doorman check your identification?
Yes, he did.
May I see your identification?
Yes, you may. I'd be glad to show it to you if you'd open the door.
Oh.
Ow!
Uh-huh. Oh. I'm Mrs. Garrett, and do you know your driver's license expires next month?
Thank you. I'll remember that. May I present to you the representative of the government of Rwanda, Mr. Kwambi?
Oh, how do you do? I'm Mrs. Garrett.
Koyo Obama.
Beg your pardon, eh?
The same to you.
I meant to say good afternoon and how do you do?
The same to you. Please come in.
Thank you.
Hey! That's the guy I saw getting held up. And he's still wearing his dress.
It was Mr. Quamby's wish to meet the young man who reported the incident.
That's me. Oh. I'm Arnold. This is my big brother, Willis, and my sister, Kimberly.
Your sister? Obviously from different tribes.
That's right. Tea Park Avenue, we're Harlem.
Mr. Quamby, it is very kind of you to take the trouble to come here.
Oh, not at all. Mr. Jackson, allow me to express my gratitude for your bravery and in coming forward and to present you this medallion of merit from my government.
Wow!
It is real gold, and may I hang it around your neck?
If we're talking gold, you can hang it anywhere you want.
Ire owo, ire omo, ire alafia.
What did you say?
I said I must pinch those chubby cheeks. Goodbye, Mr. Jackson. As we say in my country, Asante, Azekwe Odabo.
As we say in my country, hang in there, be cool, hallelujah, brother.
Arrivederci.
Hey, guys. Woo-wee. How about this?
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Mr. Drummond. Oh, Mr. Drummond, you just missed him.
Whom?
Mr. Quamby, the man I saw getting held up. And look what he gave me.
Oh? Well, that's quite a medal, Arnold.
He said I was very brave. I can't wait to get to that police lineup tomorrow.
Arnold, I have to have a little talk with you. Would you all excuse us, please?
Sure, Daddy.
Oh, sure. Okay, kids. How about a little cake in the kitchen?
Great.
Sure. Mr. Drummond, couldn't we talk better with our mouths full of cake?
This will only take a minute. Now, Arnold, you did the right thing by calling the police. And you were very brave. But sometimes bravery can cause more trouble than not being brave. And so not being brave can be a kind of bravery in itself.
What are you talking about, Mr. D?
Well, Arnold, I'm awfully worried about you going to the police station tomorrow.
Why? Is it in a bad neighborhood?
No, but if you do go there, it could be dangerous for you. So I am not going to let you go.
But I already got this medal for going. Will I have to give it back?
Oh, no, no. You earned it. I'm just not going to let you go tomorrow, that's all. Come on, now, let's have that cake.
Oh, I just don't know why I can't go. But I'll eat the cake and figure it out. Boy, I just don't understand grown-ups. First they tell you one thing, then they tell you the opposite, and when you ask them why, they either give you a piece of cake or send you to your room.
It's not hard to understand, Arnold. Mr. D doesn't want you to go to the police lineup because he's afraid for you.
What's he afraid of?
If you identify that hold-up man, one of his friends will use your head for a drum. Get it?
I got it, but I ain't so happy about it. His head's only for eating, pinching, and kissing.
Arnold, you know, I bet Mr. D really wants you to go down there, but he doesn't want to put you on the spot.
That makes two of us.
You gotta go to the police station tomorrow.
Why do I got it?
Because if you don't help people when they're in trouble, they won't help you when you're in trouble. We gotta get involved. Isn't that what Mom and Papa always taught us?
Yeah, that's right, Willis.
And you ain't got nothing to worry about. Because if anyone tries to hurt you, I'll be right there to back you up.
Yeah, I'd feel better if you backed me up in front of me.
Are you kidding? You're a tough little kid. Remember how you took the gooch on in the playground?
Yeah, I wasn't afraid of that bully, even though the gooch was a full inch taller than me.
Man, they better not mess with you. You a tough little hombre.
Yeah!
Okay. And don't worry about Mr. D, because we'll get him off the hook. And we're going to go down to the mall before anybody wakes up, okay?
Okay.
Good night.
Night. You know something, Willis? I really don't have nothing to worry about in the first place. I'm a hero in two countries.
Look who's here. Our star witness. Hey, Frank. Get that bum in the lineup.
Hi, Mr. Morrison.
Hiya, Arnold.
Here's my big brother, Willis.
Hiya, Willis.
How you doing?
I'm glad your father changed his mind. Where is he?
He dropped us off and he went to his office.
Yeah, we're gonna take the subway home.
Oh, well, come on over here, boys. Arnold, when these guys come out, I want you to look them over very carefully. Take your time, huh? Now, you can see them, but they can't see you. I want you to be absolutely sure it's him. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Send in the clowns.
Oh, look at these guys.
Last time I seen faces like that, they were swinging from trees.
Take a good look. Is anyone up there the one you saw pull the holdup?
The second one from the left.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Hey, that's the guy we figured. All right, take him away. You guys did terrific. How about some ice cream?
Great. How about a couple of chocolate cones?
Good idea. I'll take a couple of chocolate cones, too.
I'm proud of you, Arnold. And Mr. D gonna be proud of you, too.
Yeah, wait till he finds that we did all this on our own. He's gonna.
What did you say?
Oh, nothing, just...
I mean, what was that about Mr. Drummond?
I refused to answer on the grounds that it may discriminate me. He's still asleep. They wanted to know we went down there.
Oh, good morning, boys. Say, you're up early for a Saturday morning. Everybody else is asleep. Where have you been?
Skateboarding.
What?
Jogging.
Where is your skateboard?
Double parked.
Hello. Oh, good morning, Sergeant Morrison. Oh, they did they? Well, yeah, thanks for calling, Sergeant. Goodbye. Boys! Come down here, please. Well, Arnold?
Don't blame Arnold, Mr. D. It's my fault. I talked him into it.
But he went knowing that I told him not to.
But I talked him into it.
Well, what have you got to say, Arnold?
Nothing. You two are doing just fine.
You got nothing to worry about. Because they arrested the hold-up guy and his friend who called Arnold on the phone.
What? How did you know about that?
He confessed. You should have told me about that phone call, Mr. D. I'm old enough.
Well, I didn't want to frighten you, Arnold. Maybe I should have told you.
Well, I forgive you this time.
But don't do it again.
You guys don't know what you've done. I mean, you could have got into terrible... I mean, even if what you did was right, you might have... Good heavens, I didn't even know you were gone. And you... Oh, what the heck. Hey, you guys, I'm proud of you.
Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. Sandy writes a song. A man is born, he's a man of means. Then along come two. They got nothing but the genes, but they got different strokes and things. Different strokes and things. Different strokes.